Welcome to Life Quest Liberty, live in-depth conversations with today's top writers, editors, and spiritual leaders concerning religious freedom around the world. On today's broadcast, we'll examine local and international factors that may be impacting your right to worship and obey God as your conscience dictates. I'm your Life Quest Liberty host, Charles Mills. If you think that religious persecution is a thing of the past, think again. The Dark Ages have nothing on the modern world. Just ask the good people who operate the Voice of the Martyrs, an organization that, according to their website, is serving persecuted Christians through practical and spiritual assistance. How do they do that? Let's find out. Our guest today is Todd Nettleton, Chief of Media Relations and Message Integration at the Voice of the Martyrs. During his 20 years on the job, he has traveled the world and conducted face-to-face interviews with hundreds of Christians who've endured persecution in more than 30 nations. He's no stranger to radio either, and hosts and produces programs for broadcast. Todd, welcome to Life Quest Liberty.
Thank you very much. It's great to be with you.
The Voice of the Martyrs. What is it? Why is it? And why should we care?
I think you can't tell the story of the Voice of the Martyrs without telling a little bit of the story of Pastor Richard Wurmbrand. Pastor Wurmbrand was a pastor in communist Romania. Was actually a Lutheran minister there in Romania. He was doing gospel work, doing church work, in spite of persecution. First, persecution came from the Nazis when they invaded Romania. Then the communists came in. They pushed out the Nazis, but the communists took over. Pastor Wurmbrand would go on to spend a total of 14 years in prison. His wife, Sabina, spent 3 years in prison. And when they came to the West, they began to share their story. And he would talk about the prison, but he would also talk about the pastors who were still there behind the Iron Curtain in those communist prisons. And Christians like you and me, we hear that and we say, okay, if there's pastors in prison, how do we help them?
Right.
That's really how the Voice of the Martyrs was founded. It's now been 52 years ago, and it simply exists to be a bridge between the church in the United States and other free nations and the church in more than 70 countries where Christians are persecuted for the name of Christ. And so we bring out the stories of persecution, the stories of the faithfulness of God, and we take back into those countries help and encouragement and training and tools to help the church stand up under persecution in those nations.
Now, we know who's being persecuted. You know, you talk about Christians being persecuted. Who's doing the persecution and why?
There are many different persecutors. One is the communists that Richard dealt with are still around in China, in Cuba, in other places. There are radical Hindus in India, Hindu nationalists that are persecuting Christians. And there are Muslims in the Middle East and in other nations where Christians are persecuted. The question of why is a hard one to answer, and often, frankly, it comes down to power. If you're a member of the Communist Party in China and your power is based on the Communist Party, then you look at the statistics that say, wait a minute, there are more Christians in China than there are members of the Communist Party. If that's your source of power, you look at those numbers and say, wow, we got to do something about this. We got to stop the church from growing. If your power base is the local mosque or Islamic teaching and keeping people under that Islamic teaching and you see the church growing, you say, how are we going to stop this? Because my power is being taken away as more people are becoming followers of Jesus Christ. Like I say, it is a complex issue and there's no one why answer. But as you start to peel back the layers, in a lot of cases, it simply has to do with someone is trying to protect their power or their power base, and they see Christians as a direct threat to that.
Now, I'm going to ask you a very tough question to answer, I'm sure, because you talk about power. Doesn't God have power? Don't Christians depend on the power of God to protect them?
Well, they do, and that is certainly true, and that's one of the things that's intimidating to communists or to radical Muslims or to Hindu nationalists in India. They know God has power. They see God's power in action, and that's one of the things they're fighting against as they persecute Christians. But we see again and again and again God's show of his power in hostile and restricted nations, his power to sustain the church in the midst of fierce persecution. and his power even to equip and inspire individual Christians to forgive the people who are persecuting them. That goes back, you know, obviously to the scripture. Richard Wurmbrand lived that out as well. He would often say, you know, I hate communism, mm-hmm. but I love communists. Mm-hmm. He was very good about separating the philosophy of communism and the sins of communism from the men who were communist. And he knew God has called us to love our enemies and to pray for those who persecute us. And he loved communists. He loved the men.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Todd Nettleton. He is from the Voice of the Martyrs, an organization that they say is serving persecuted Christians through practical and spiritual assistance. Okay, let's talk about the practical and spiritual assistance. I went onto your website, www.persecution.com, and also on your vomradio.net website, and you have some spots there and some interviews with people who were persecuted. Horrendous things done to people over there. Horrendous things. How do you address that practically? And, you know, I can see spiritually, you pray for them and you want to give them spiritual enhancement for their lives. But how do you deal with that kind of persecution, that kind of horror on a practical level?
One of the things about Voice of the Martyrs is our work overseas is always field driven. So we don't go into a country where Christians are persecuted and sort of say, here's a menu of the options of what VOM does. Instead, we go in with the idea that, hey, we want to serve you in this country. What do you need? How can we help? And so persecution response may be hiring a lawyer to represent a Christian in a country where there's a chance the legal system will protect them at the end of the day. It may mean hiring a doctor to fix or treat Christians who have been injured in instances of persecution. It may mean helping Christians find a safe place to sort of hide and rest and recover from instances of persecution. But always it is driven by our local contacts in the country and in the church in that country as we come to them and say, how do we serve you? What do you need?
All right, so here's the question. What can we Christians who are listening to this radio program right now, who are living in relative safety in this country and perhaps in other countries as well, what can we do to help those in need in communities where such horrendous things and such illegal things and such bad things are happening?
I would encourage listeners to follow a three-step path, and the first step is pray. And that's not my idea. That's the idea of the Christians that we go and meet with and serve. When we say, how can American Christians help you? The first thing they say is pray for us. And so number one is pray. Number two then is educate yourself so that you can pray more effectively. Voice of the Martyrs has lots of tools to do that. We send out a free magazine every month to anybody who requests it. You can sign up for that at persecution.com. VOM Radio, my particular part of the ministry, is a great way to hear the stories of persecuted Christians so you know how to pray, you know who you're praying for. So number one is pray. Number two is educate yourself so that you can pray better. And then number three to me is whatever God lays on your heart to do. Because as you're praying and as you're learning more about persecuted Christians, I believe God will open doors for you to be involved in very practical ways. Maybe that is sponsoring Bibles to go into some of these countries. Maybe it is writing letters to Christians who are currently in prison for their faith. And Voice of the Martyrs set up a website, prisoneralert.com, where we have prisoners and the address of the prison where they're at, and even a way to translate your letter into their language. So maybe it's writing letters to Christians in prison. Maybe it is getting on an airplane and going to one of these countries. But step three is going to be whatever God lays on your heart individually and personally that he wants you to do. But it starts out with our prayers. It starts out with our learning more so we can pray better. And then, like I say, God is going to open some doors, and then we need to make the decision to obey and to walk through the doors that God opens for us to serve our persecuted brothers and sisters, to live out the scriptural mandate in Hebrews 13:3, remember those in prison as if you were in prison with them. If we were the prisoner, if we were in the cell, what would we want the rest of the body of Christ to do? That's what we're supposed to do.
Wow. Todd, in the years that you have spent interviewing those who have suffered persecution, is there one particular story that sticks with you like no other? And would you mind sharing that story with us now? We have about 2.5 minutes left.
I don't know that I can share it well in that amount of time, but I did an interview for Voice of the Martyrs Radio. In fact, people can go and listen to it at vomradio.net. We called her Sister Amber, and she was a gospel worker in the country of Tibet. She was arrested. She was taken to prison. She was beaten. She was mistreated in prison, and yet she had an amazing experience of God's presence right in the midst of that persecution. And she talks about the fact that even as her persecutors were persecuting her and physically assaulting her, she had the sense that God was saying, hey, remember, they're persecuting me. They're not persecuting you. They are persecuting me. And she had the very clear sense of God asking her, can I borrow your body to receive my persecution? And Sister Amber said in that prison, in that moment, she said yes. She said, yes, Lord, I will allow you to borrow my body to receive your persecution. As we sat and had that conversation, Amber wept in memory of the persecution, and I wept in hearing the story and being so moved by her suffering. But her willingness to say, yes, Lord, I will allow you to use my body to receive your persecution, I think that's something that will always stick with me, and I will always remember that conversation.
Well, you just answered the question I was going to ask. I was going to say, how on earth do you listen to these stories and gather this material without just going absolutely so sad and so insanely bothered by what's happening? But you're saying that embedded in these stories, the grace of God shines through. Am I right in saying that?
The grace of God and the faithfulness of God comes through. And, you know, I really consider it an amazing privilege and honor. I get to sit down with the Peters and the Pauls of today, and I get to ask them any question I want to ask. What could be better? The famous Hall of Faith chapter, Hebrews chapter 11, talks about all the persecuted Christians, and then it says, of whom the world was not worthy. Literally, these brothers and sisters are too good for this world, and I get to drink tea with them and ask them questions. So I don't think there would be a higher calling or a better possible job than to fellowship with these people who are too good for this world.
My. www.persecution.com is the website for the Voice of the Martyrs. Also, vomradio.net is where you can hear Todd Nettleton's radio programs. Todd Nettleton, thank you so much for sharing with us today. Appreciate it.
It's been my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And a listener, until next time, this is Charles Mills along with Todd Nettleton, inviting you to rest in the freedom of God's love. Goodbye, everyone.
If you'd like more information about LifeQuest Liberty, call 443-391-7258 or email us through our website at libertymagazine.org. Join us again next week at this same time as we examine more of the threats and challenges facing your religious freedom. May God keep the flames of liberty burning in your heart today.